I hope you had a great weekend, and for all of you mothers, I hope you had a wonderful, meaningful Mother's Day where you felt celebrated and treasured. It was a big Mother's Day yesterday. Went out to this restaurant and went to a buffet, and I just am so mad at myself. I mean, I'll be okay, but I'm so mad at myself for just like eating too much ice cream. I can't help it, man. That soft serve ice cream, when that is right, man, I can't stay away from it. I mean, I got a little problem. No, actually, it's kind of a big problem. Hey, it's a Manic Monday. We've got a lot to talk about this afternoon, and I'm going to remind you again that it's Monday. You had a nice weekend. Okay, cool. And speaking of cool, it was really nice yesterday, and it's a very, very pleasant day today. I mean, this morning, I walked out on my balcony, looked over the lake, and it just the breeze, it just feels so good. And it just, let's not get used to this, because you just heard Peyton Malone in the forecast say Thursday through Sunday, low 90s. Ouch. I'm not looking forward to that. That's not my favorite kind of temperature. This is not my favorite time of the year in that way. It's my favorite time of the year for other things, but boy, not for the temperatures. And not only that, but it's going to be very, very humid. So let's just get ready. But man, enjoy this day today. If you can get out after work today, get out and enjoy it, because it's going to be another really, really nice evening. All right. So apparently, former President Joe Biden is embarking on a media tour, and Democrats are saying, don't do it, Joe. Stop. Yeah, he does not need to be out there talking. Joe Biden does not need to be out there talking, but he is going to do it. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, I want to mention that posted on the WWL.com website, also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and Instagram account, is a blog with really part of our show from Friday. Is Trump responsible for the public's distrust in the news media? And this started when Brett Baer from Fox News said, yeah, of course he's responsible for distrust in the media. And I got some comments from people saying, yeah, it all started with you know, with Trump in 2016. You know, it's so easy to think that. It's so easy to be told that and believe it. But that's not true. Distrust in the media started long before 2016. It's been going on for a long time. It has ramped up because of the president. It's ramped up because of his attacks on the media, and he attacks the media because, as we have said, the sitting president does not like any criticism whatsoever. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. You can go to Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram, comment, and I will read some of your comments on the show this afternoon. But, you know, I have continued to study and pay attention to communication theory, the relationship between mass media and society, and marketing, and you know, I continue to pay attention to those things, and I've studied those things throughout my career. And honestly, I think I'm one of the few people in this business, nationally even, that really understands the media. You know, there are people that pop on television, that pop on the radio, and they really don't have a clear understanding of communication theory, and I don't think they really understand, you know, what they're involved in. They just do it with a lack of understanding. Well, I have made it a point over the years, because it fascinated me, I've made it a point to pay attention to those things and to pay attention to communication theory and how all of this works. And so I apply that when things like this come up, like, why is there distrust in the media? And I explain that in the blog that I wrote, again, posted on our website, at SOTA, Facebook, and Instagram. But we'll get into that a little bit later. So Bill Belichick has agreed to another interview, the first interview since his other interview on CBS went viral with his girlfriend Jordan Hudson interrupting the whole thing and then walking away. He's going to appear on Good Morning America this coming Friday, May 16th. So that should be kind of interesting. I wonder if his girlfriend's going to be there. I mean, if she's going to be there, this would be must-see TV. If she's not going to be there, it might be interesting, but it's not going to be as compelling. Saturday Night Live was pretty funny. Now, I missed the opening. I don't know what the cold opening was, but I saw it from the opening monologue with this guy from White Lotus who has, at the age of 53, he's become a sex symbol. Now, I have not watched White Lotus. You know, it sounds really interesting. I'm kind of binging on two other things. Right now, I'm binging on Bob's Burgers, which I did not watch. I did not watch it when it was on in regular runs, when it was on, Fox. It had a regular series run. I missed it. I did not pay attention to Bob's Burgers. Man, that show is so damn funny. I love it. So I'm kind of binging on that every night. And also, I've been binging on Love on the Spectrum. Love on the Spectrum is a show about people who are young adults, maybe mid-20s. They're on the spectrum of autism. They have autism. And it's about their dating lives. It's about how some of them are just desperate to meet somebody. And it's really enlightening. And it's very cool. And it kind of reminds you about, you know, we make things so complicated. The show Love on the Spectrum kind of reminds you that relationships can be a lot easier than they really are. And we make everything so complicated. It's so simple with these people who are on the spectrum. And some of them are like in their mid-20s and they've never kissed a person. They've never been kissed. And it's really kind of amazing. So I recommend that to you, Love on the Spectrum. So I've been kind of binging on that. So I haven't binged on White Lotus, but, you know, from what I hear about the show, I think it would be kind of interesting. So I'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon. And I am so excited, as I know many of you are, that Derek Carr has retired. This just answers a huge question about what to do with Derek Carr. Derek Carr is retiring. I hope the best for him. I wish the best for him. I don't want any bad things to happen to him. I don't even know the guy. But I don't want him to be the starting quarterback for the Saints. And I don't like the deal that he had with Dennis Allen, that as long as Dennis Allen was head coach, he was going to be the starting quarterback. I didn't like that. I think you should earn your position. And that wasn't the deal. So Dennis Allen is gone, and now Derek Carr is gone. And again, I wish him the best in retirement, but I'm happy that he's not going to be the quarterback for the Saints. Mike Dettillier says the Saints have to go out and get a veteran quarterback. You know, I hate to disagree with Mike Dettillier, and it would be nice if we had a nice veteran quarterback. I don't know who's out there. I don't know who's available. But I kind of like the idea that the pressure might be put on these rookies to just get up to speed and make it. Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler, I think those are the main two. And I want them in a battle. And it will be interesting to see who wins that battle. But, you know, let's remember, we can look back over the last couple of years in the NFL, and rookie quarterbacks have done well. Some teams have gotten to the playoffs with rookie quarterbacks. Now, everybody's not going to be a Jaden Daniels. I get that. But there's Bo Nix with the Broncos. And there were some other rookie quarterbacks that in the last couple of years have done really well. So it would be nice to have a veteran quarterback in there. But, you know, not just a veteran journeyman who's gone from team to team to team. Not just a typical quarterback who has been back up with other teams. He's a veteran quarterback. I don't want that. And maybe I'm wrong. But I just want the new life of a rookie quarterback. Maybe if we can't get anybody good. I mean, look, if you could get Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I don't like Aaron Rodgers' politics, but the guy's still a good quarterback. And if in the right situation, Aaron Rodgers could kill it in the NFL. So I don't know if that's even a possibility. So I like the idea of a rookie quarterback just saying, hey, this is your job. Go out and do it. And you can do it. But I don't like these typical quarterbacks that go from team to team to team, and they're a starter here, backup here, then they're a starter here, backup here, backup here, then they're a starter. I don't want that quarterback again. You know, I don't think we need that. So, you know, we can talk about that this afternoon as well. Also, we have got to talk about the plane. The current president of the United States is being offered a plane that is estimated in value at $400 million from the government of Qatar. This just doesn't sound right to me, and it is against the Constitution. Now, again, there are some people who want to throw out the Constitution, or they want to dismiss the Constitution if it prevents one of the people that they support from doing something. So it's like picking and choosing when you apply the Constitution. Second Amendment, we apply the Constitution. Other things, the hell with the Constitution. But it clearly states in the Constitution that sitting presidents cannot accept gifts. Now, there are token gifts exchanged among leaders all the time, but those are like token gifts. This is a gift that suggests that Qatar is going to somehow get preferential treatment. Now, it seems like the current administration has found a way to bring this jet in through the Defense Department and then make it part of the current president's library. Did you hear any talk about a library for the president when he was president before? I mean, the man doesn't read. It could be a library with no books. I don't know. But if it is assigned to a presidential library, isn't that something that the president or the former president could use? I would think so. I mean, he's not going to allow this $400 million jet to just sit there. I mean, if he gets it, he's going to use it. The question is, should he have it? Should he accept it? Well, there are people on the right, including the wacko Laura Loomer, who loves Trump. She admits that she loves him. I think she loves him on a deeper level. I think she wants to bang him. And so she is a diehard Trump supporter. She's against it, and she says the idea that he accepts this is disappointing to her. So should the current sitting president of the United States accept this gift? We're going to talk about that this afternoon. If you have a comment and you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hocus, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. Wow, I am so excited to hear all the excuses about why the president of the United States should accept a $500 million jet from a foreign government that supports Al-Qaeda affiliates. And it's all justified by his attorney general, whose previous job was a lobbyist for the government of Qatar, whose husband was one of the top fundraisers. This woman earned $115,000 a month lobbying on behalf of the Qatari government. So it should come as no surprise that she says, oh yeah, we checked this out. This is cool. This passes constitutional muster. You got to be kidding me, man. If you can't see this as for what it is, this is the most, this may be the most blatant example of corruption that we've seen from this president in either term.
Yeah, and we're going to hear from the current president's supporters that he should have it, even though there are many on the right who say he should not, and there are many on the left who say he should not. If Joe Biden were given this offer, the very people who are supporting the current president would be going ballistic. Some of them might even have heart attacks. I mean, they really might have heart attacks. They'd be going crazy.
It's crazy that, you know, if Joe Biden is still in office and there's a government out there that says, okay, here's a check for $50 million to Al-Qaeda. Let's get that in the mail. Here's a check for $50 million to the Al-Nusra Front in Syria. Let's get that out of the mail. And now here's a $400 million jet to the president of the United States. And then, oh, it's going to go to his library. They're going to let him use it as part of his. If you think Donald Trump is not going to be flying around on that jet for the rest of his time on this earth.
Oh, he's gonna trash that 757.
You're the world's biggest sucker.
The Trump plane right now,
yeah,
that's a piece of crap.
It's a junk.
It's a piece of crap compared to what he's going to get.
Unbelievable.
Described as a flying palace. And the current president is into gold. He's into gaudy things. I don't like his style, but, you know, some people do like it, and he's certainly entitled to have his own style. But the current president has an affection for gold and gold-plated things, and apparently this plane is very, very gaudy. And, you know, a lot of Middle Eastern architecture is very gaudy. Some of it very beautiful, but some of it tends to be rather gaudy. So, you know, we'll talk about whether or not he should have the jet. And again, if it goes to the, and I think it's kind of a joke, because why was there no talk about the president having a library when he left office the first time? Because there's always talk about that, but I never heard any talk about that. And, you know, nobody knew for sure that he was going to win again.
I think we've gotten accustomed as a society to having two-term presidents. So the fact that it in our sort of modern life, and many, if not most, voters that are alive now do not remember what it's like to have a president that only lasted one term. So
maybe
I think,
so.
You know, it wasn't until, you know, I don't know, January 20th or whatever, that we were sure that he wasn't going to be the president again in 2020.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but what's going to be in that library?
I don't know. I mean, if it's true to the president and his attitude, there couldn't be any books in it. I mean, that would be hypocritical for there to be even one book in there. All right, we're also going to talk about bike lanes. There was a Newsmax guest who said that bike lanes are un-American and they're communist garbage. This is insanity. But we'll talk about that. All right, if you've got a comment, want to talk about anything we talk about this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And for those of you who think, and I'm so tired of this, that we only talk about the current president, I want you to just make notes of all the things we talk about today. That's fair. It's not fair to say, well, you only talk about the president. No, we don't only talk about the president. We talk about a hell of a lot of things on this show. In fact, I think on this show we cover a lot of stuff. We cover more because of the format of our show. We cover more topics than a lot of talk show hosts because that's just the format of our show. Other talk show hosts have a different format, but we cover a lot of things on the show. So we don't only talk about the current president. All right, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. And I'll just take a moment to hope all of you mothers had a great Mother's Day yesterday. It was a beautiful day. Restaurants were packed. And I really hope you had a nice day. I went to this buffet yesterday, and it was pretty crowded with mothers and families. And I ate some of the food, but I really like soft ice cream. And I mean, I gorged myself. I ate four bowls of ice cream. And I mean, I felt kind of disgusted after. I don't feel like I put on any weight since yesterday. But man, I got a little problem with that soft serve ice cream. If it's right, I cannot stop eating it. I'm kind of addicted. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It's Monday afternoon, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, this $400 million jet from the government of Qatar, I've heard a lot of different pronunciations. It has been retrofitted as a high-security, gold-trim version of Air Force One. Now, Air Force One is any jet the president flies in. Sometimes it's the smaller 757, and sometimes it's the 747. This jet that's being gifted to the president from Qatar is a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and it's described as a flying palace, and it's being given free of charge. But there are a lot of Republicans, a lot of supporters of the current president who were against it. Fox News host Mark Levin, a strong supporter of the current president, said that Qatar is a terror state, and he warns that this kind of gift is no cover for anti-American, Jew-hating propaganda. Very strong support of the current president, Laura Loomer, a MAGA loyalist. She says it's not good. It's bad, and it should not be accepted by the current president. And she said, if he accepts it, I love him, but I will be disappointed. All right, before we get to any of your comments, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. The Founding Fathers would not approve, but nevertheless, the current president is accepting a very, very expensive present from a foreign government.
When President Donald Trump travels to the Middle East this coming week, reportedly he'll accept a luxury Boeing jumbo jet as a gift from the royal family of Qatar. and that U.S. officials could possibly convert the plane to a new version of Air Force One. That according to ABC News. Officials plan to equip the aircraft with secure communications and other classified elements. ABC says administration officials anticipate questions about the president accepting the gift from a foreign government and have prepared analysis arguing that doing so would be legal. The Constitution bars anyone holding government office from accepting any present, emolument, office, or title from any king, prince, or foreign state without congressional consent. The report says that after Trump leaves office in 2029, the jumbo jet will be transferred to the foundation overseeing a presidential library. Donna Water, Washington.
Yeah, you know, what do you think it's going to cost? Now, remember, our government's broke. Remember all the federal employees who were fired? Remember all the cutbacks from DOGE? Remember this whole idea of cutting back on government? How much is it going to cost to equip that jet with all that is needed to make it equivalent to the 747 or the 757 that the President of the United States flies in? Wow, it's going to cost a lot. But that doesn't matter. It's a $400 million jet. It's not just jets. The final living hostage living in Hamas captivity has been freed. And according to Hamas representation, this is a gift to the current administration.
There has been no immediate confirmation from Israel that Idan Alexander is no longer a hostage. Alexander was taken from his military base in southern Israel during Hamas's cross-border attack on October 7, 2023, which set off the war in Gaza. His release would be the first since Israel shattered an eight-week ceasefire with Hamas in March, unleashing fierce strikes on Gaza that have killed hundreds. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
All right, here's some good news. The current president has a new plan to tackle the high cost of prescription drug cost. That's good. But will the drug makers go for it?
President Trump has signed an executive order giving drug makers a 30-day deadline to lower drug costs. If they don't meet the deadline, drug makers could face new limits over what the government will pay. The order asked the health department to broker new price tags for drugs. If a deal isn't reached, a new rule will tie the price of what the U.S. pays for medications to lower prices paid by other countries.
We're going to equalize. We're all going to pay the same. We're going to pay what Europe's going to pay.
Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz says drug makers want low prices for Americans, too.
We're looking forward to a thoughtful interaction with these corporate leaders, many of whom we've spoken to, and in quiet will agree the system is not right the way it is.
The federal government spends hundreds of billions of dollars on prescription drugs, injectables, transfusions, and other medications every year through Medicare. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
Hey, I hope he succeeds at that because that would help a lot of people. Late last week, the advisor to the president, Stephen Miller, said that the White House is looking for ways to put people in prison without a trial or even formally charging them with anything.
White House advisor Stephen Miller says the Trump administration is considering suspending habeas corpus, a person's right to challenge the legality of their arrest or detention.
The Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not.
Miller told reporters Friday that the Trump administration is going to pursue immigration enforcement and cooperation in every city.
The law is the law is the law. And if obstruction, if hindering, if harboring occurs, then the full range of potential penalties applies to any federal official, any state official or local official that's engaging in obstructionist behavior.
Miller says now that the Trump administration has achieved sealing the border, it's going to put more resources into mass deportations. Donna Water, Washington.
You don't think that's scary? You don't think it's kind of scary that the current administration is looking for ways to just put people in prison without a trial? I mean, do I even want to live in this country? You know, one of the great things when you travel, one of the great things that you learn about America is that we have a constitution. It's one of the comforting things about being in America. But if that isn't in effect anymore, what the hell good is this country? The president, the tough president, tough guy, has backed off his threat to hit China with massive tariffs, and Wall Street's loving it.
Investors are relieved that the U.S. and China will get down to work on a new trade agreement after fears that empty store shelves would soon become a reality in the U.S., while tariff uncertainties prompted the Federal Reserve to warn that risks have been heightened for higher inflation and unemployment, a stagflation scenario that the Fed says it's ill-equipped to handle. Tech, retail, and logistics stocks are seeing the biggest gains from the stock rally, including shares in Wayfair and RH jumping by double digits.
Well, it sounds to me like the president's kind of backing down a little bit on the tariff threats. All right, Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial is underway and will probably take some time.
Opening statements in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial, shedding more light on the charges against him and how each side plans to present their case. One of the hip-hop mogul's lawyers telling jurors that Combs' accusers were motivated by money. Cassie, who is seen on video being beaten up by Combs in a hotel hallway, demanded $30 million when she sued him. And another witness demanding $22 million in a breach of contract lawsuit. Combs' lawyer saying, "I want you to ask yourself, how many millions of reasons does this witness have to lie?" Prosecutors told jurors that these women loved Combs and wanted to make him happy, and that they were stuck in abusive relationships and depended on Combs for almost everything. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Well, apparently, and they brought this up on Saturday Night Live, apparently one of the problems with seating the jury came from the idea that they had to find people who had not actually had sex with Sean Diddy Combs. That's it for Scoot's News Briefs. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to come back with your calls and get to some of your text messages. So the current president thinks he can do whatever he wants. And you know he's going to be flying around in this jet forever. I mean, he's going to trash that Trump piece of crap, the plane that has his name on it. But I don't know. He might need it because he might want to go to some smaller airports, and this big 787 Dreamliner from Boeing would not be able to land in some of those airports. But this is just the kind of thing that the current president would have a hard time giving up. Even if they find a way to go in the back door with this thing, do you think he should accept the plane? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, it's kind of strange, you know. Some people just kind of get off on doing the wrong thing. ABC reporter Rachel Scott talked to the current president about the free $400 million jet from the government of Qatar. And the president said, "You shouldn't be embarrassed asking that question." Look, Mr. President, that's a legitimate question. But the president got really bent out of shape, and he said, "You're ABC, you're fake news, right? Only ABC. Well, a few of you would. Let me tell you, you should be embarrassed asking that question. They're giving us a free jet. I could say, no, 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 don't give us. I would pay you $1 billion or $400 million or whatever it is. Or I could say, thank you very much." The reporter tried to follow up. "Respectfully, sir, as a businessman, some people may look at this and say that you have been given a gift worth millions of dollars and then the current president cut her off and said, "It's not a gift to me. It's a gift to the Department of Defense. And you should know better because you've been embarrassed enough. And so has your network. Your network is a disaster. ABC is a disaster." That reaction alone is very juvenile. That reaction alone tells you that he's not really that comfortable with accepting this gift, that he knows it's a problem, but he can't stand it. He can't possibly give this gift up because this is the kind of thing he loves. I mean, I would love it too. I'd even take his old plane. The plane that has his name on it. That's like nothing compared to what he's going to get. And the way money is poured into things in the Middle East, and the way some countries make things, some royal families make things. I mean, they have unlimited supply of money. And I'm sure this is one hell of a jet, and they're just giving it to him. They're going to backdoor it in through the Department of Defense, but you and I know what's going on here. If you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Charles. Hey, Charles, welcome to the show.
How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful.
Good. First, let me say, at least he's being upfront and transparent with what this country's trying to do for him. How much of this stuff went through the back door in different companies for the other president?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, this deal makes what Hunter Biden did look like nothing.
Well, that again, it's yeah. Opinions. But
of course.
Anyway, I was calling about you fussing about him putting people in jail without due process.
Yeah, yeah.
What about January 6th? What did Democrats do there?
What about it?
Well, didn't they put people in the dungeons there in Washington in jail for months and months with no recourse?
Are you kidding?
What?
Are you really asking this question to me, Charles? On the air in front of all these people, you're really asking me this question?
Now you sound like what?
Are you really asking? Are you really asking me? Are you really asking me this question? Seriously?
Are you a squirrel? I mean, everything's about opinion, Scoot.
You're asking this question seriously in front of all these people.
I don't care who it's in front of.
There are tens of thousands of people listening to you right now, Charles. Don't be thick.
You want to give out your name and like your family members' names and where you work?
Or
you want? You want this? You want all this to reflect on you, Charles? This week with this question. I mean, are you serious with this question?
Yeah. Good luck, Scoot.
Yeah, Charles. They all had trials. He hung up.
He hung up.
Okay, they all had trials. I could not believe that man called up with that question. And this guy's got a vote. This non-thinking human gets to vote. You can think what you want, but the January 6th people had trials. They were found guilty by judges, or I don't know, did they have juries of their peers?
I mean, it depends on what the charges
I don't know.
Were. They all had lawyers.
They had defense lawyers.
You know, if they bonded out, they got to go home and be with their families and get ready for their potential prison sentence. It was the largest criminal investigation in U.S. history. It was all
they had trials
above board. And don't forget about whatever Laura Loomer told you or whatever about their hostages and they're in the dungeon. They're in jail just like anybody else who beat up a cop.
Yeah.
Or, you know, did a B&E on a government building. Those people committed those crimes. They were found guilty of them. Many of them pled guilty to those crimes. And now none of them are in jail anymore because Trump released them all in the opening days of his. It's wild that he would not understand that. And how that's different from what we're talking
when
about.
When somebody
today.
Like that calls this show with that kind of question. It makes me embarrassed to be an American. I mean, it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing how uninformed many people are. Totally uninformed. Totally brainwashed into thinking one thing. The inability to think for oneself and to accepting what you're told without even thinking. What do I think about the January 6th people who were thrown in jail compared to what the current president is saying about the White House is looking into ways to put people in jail without even charging them. That's not America. That's not America. And so this gentleman calls and wants to know why they were put in jail, comparing it to the idea that people get thrown in jail without charges. They were charged and they were found guilty. You can disagree with the verdict, but the fact is they were charged and found guilty and then put in jail. I cannot believe that was a question that was asked.
It's the kind of person you see walking down the street with their shoes on their hands. You know, it's like, what are you doing, man? How?
I mean, it's stunning to me. And I shouldn't be stunned, but I guess I'm so naive that I just think that there are people smart enough that if they were that, all right, if they were going to ask that question, they would ask it privately to somebody and not call this show and ask the question in front of everybody. And I'm sure that guy doesn't want people to know where he works or the name of his family members, because that was an embarrassment to everybody that he's in contact with.
And, you know, and we should break soon, but it's okay to not know everything. It's okay to have a couple blind spots. It's okay to be ignorant about some of the finer points about how our government, how the justice system works. But if you pair that ignorance with this sort of like mendacious, vicious, like, you're wrong, you're the idiot, you're lying, you're fake news. Like, it's okay to not know everything, but if you're going to be a jerk about it and tell us that we're lying to you, we will respond appropriately, and it might not come off that friendly because you set the tone for this conversation.
Great point. Very well said. And look, I want to say this one more time. I'm still getting this on Facebook. People are calling me a liar. I've never lied on this show. And whenever I say, okay, tell me a lie that I've told, I say this openly on the air. Nobody has actually come up with a lie that I've told. Nobody. All the people who hate me, all the people who want to discredit me, they can't come up with one lie I've told. Because I don't lie. And everything we say about the sitting president is true. If you don't like it, that doesn't make it a lie. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. As the current president prepares to fly to the Middle East to accept this flying palace as a gift from a foreign government, he might be singing this song. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, if you're on hold, please hold on. I mean, if you have a question like Charles, go ahead and ask the question, because we're having a lot of fun with really dumb questions. I mean, it's amazing how some people cannot connect the dots. We'll help you connect the dots. I'm Scoot on the air. We're coming right back with more, and there's a lot to talk about on WWL. Okay, we go through this every Monday, and it's just a reminder. It's Monday afternoon. If you had a great weekend, especially if you're a mother, you had a great day yesterday. It's Monday, the beginning of a long week. You heard that it's going to be hot AF by Thursday through Sunday with a lot of humidity. I know you might be a little bummed, but don't be bummed today. I mean, this is a day for living life, and today the temperature is just awesome. I mean, this morning I walked out on my balcony, just felt so, so nice. And then, you know, just walking around anywhere, just really, really nice. So I hope you get a chance to enjoy this after work today, because it's really nice outside. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. All right, LSU did really well in their series against Arkansas, and I love that Derek Carr has retired. It just helps us answer the question, what to do with Derek Carr, because I don't think he deserves to be the starting quarterback for the Saints. And if we can't do better than that, we're never getting to the playoffs. If we can't do better than Derek Carr in a rookie quarterback that has a future of being better than Derek Carr, we're not going to get to the playoffs. I don't think we need a veteran quarterback, unless it's the right veteran quarterback. I don't want another Andy Dalton in here just because we need a veteran quarterback. I would rather put the pressure on these rookies and say, go out and make it happen. And I would show them the teams that had rookie quarterbacks that did really well. Over the last couple of years, there have been rookie quarterbacks who have done really well, and they've taken their teams far. So it can happen. It can happen. And again, I don't want another Andy Dalton in here. I mean, nothing against Andy Dalton, but I don't want another starting quarterback who was a starter, and then he's a backup, and then he was a backup, and then he was a starter again, and then he went to this other team, and he was a backup, and then he was a starter, and then he was a backup. You know, those people are not going to get you to the playoffs. I mean, there's always the possibility that somebody's going to come to life and do well. Baker Mayfield may be an example of that. So that does happen. And I would give everybody a chance. But I like this idea of youth and putting pressure on them. Go out and make this happen and let the team pull together and make it happen. All right. There's a lot to talk about. It looks like the mayor's race in New Orleans is pretty well set. And Clancy Dubose, a political analyst who spends a lot of time on WWL, says, you know, the big well-known names are councilpersons Helena Moreno and Oliver Thomas. And there are a few other names there. He thinks it's pretty much set. I'm surprised that J.P. Morrell is not mentioned here, but I guess with two other council members in there, he doesn't see an opening for him, but I think he's a really good guy. You know, we're going to talk a lot about this in the days to come. The election is October the 11th. That's going to come sooner than you think. But I want every African-American voter to vote for the best candidate and not vote for somebody because of their skin color. Because you have learned, if you're an African-American voter, you have learned that just because somebody shares your skin color, it doesn't mean your life is going to be any better. And it doesn't mean this city's going to be any better. That's been proven. And also, if you're a white voter, I would ask you to not vote against somebody because of their skin color. And again, we're going to talk a lot about this as we get closer to the election. All right, so the big topic today is this $400 million gift that the government of Qatar is apparently ready to give the president of the United States. He's traveling to the Middle East, and apparently he's going to get this plane. Now, it says in the Constitution, in fact, it's Article 1, Section 9 of our Constitution. It says that anyone in the U.S. government, including the president, is prohibited from receiving any personal gifts from a foreign head of state without the consent of Congress. Now, that's in the Constitution. If you want to, we can just rip up the Constitution. Just rip it up and throw it away. Man, I'm going to get a jet. I don't care about the Constitution. Got a chance to get a jet. So apparently, the current administration is going to backdoor it in through the Defense Department, but then it's going to be turned over. So in other words, they're going to equip it, and I don't know how much it's going to cost. I'm sure there's going to be somebody by the end of the day, some report out about how much it's going to cost to equip this gift from the government of Qatar, how much it's going to cost to equip this plane, this aircraft, with all the safety measures that are on that 747 and the 757 that the president currently flies in. I mean, there's a lot of stuff like anti-missile stuff. There's all kind of stuff there. And what about the government of Qatar? You think they might not have some kind of secret device in the plane that they're giving the current president that might give them some, I don't know, special access? I mean, they're going to have to sweep that plane. And who knows if they're maybe not smart enough to put something in there that can't be detected, that they would hear the government of Qatar, and they could share that information with Iran or Russia. They could hear every single conversation that goes on in that plane. And the current president is talking about using it because that thing makes the 747 look like a piece of junk. And it certainly makes that 757 with his name on it look like it's a Cessna. And then they're going to give it to his library. I'm sorry, it's just kind of funny. They're going to give it to his library. And even if the library's not built, I guess he's going to be able to use it. So he'll be flying around in this until he dies. Should the current president accept this gift from a nation that sympathizes with terrorists? Some people call Qatar a terrorist nation. Should the current president accept this jet? If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I hope we don't have any questions like we had from a caller last hour, Charles. I was talking about how the current administration is looking for ways to throw people in jail without a trial and without even being charged. Do you know how scary that is? They could knock on your door and throw you in jail with no charges and no trial. To me, that's really scary. I mean, this is the mentality. Once again, we've got the mentality of a dictator. I don't know why Americans are not up in arms about this. I don't even feel like I'm living in America anymore. And so I question that. So a guy calls up the show, and in front of everybody listening, he says, well, what about the January 6 people who were thrown in jail? I mean, I could not believe that the guy would ask that question, but maybe I should be more sympathetic of those people who are limited in their ability to understand things. Maybe I should be more sympathetic of those who have been brainwashed. The difference is January 6th, people had trials. There were charges and there were trials and they were found guilty. And you can disagree with the verdicts, but they went through the process and then they were thrown in jail. All right, we're going to get to some of your text messages with Ian in a few minutes, but let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Elmore in New Orleans East. Elmore, welcome to our show.
Yes, sir. First and foremost, you folks are being naive, and you're very intelligent. So for you to say that, I had to look at you and say, no, wait. You're talking to someone that listens to you quite often. I don't call as often, but I do listen to you. You folks are being naive. Okay, secondly, Trump ain't stupid. He wants the death for himself, and he ought to know better than that. That first and foremost, the President of the United States or the federal government can't receive anything of that financial magnitude. You know he can't do that. The jet don't meet the specifications of the 747 that the President used. He ought to know better than that. The federal government ain't allow him. Now, he wants it for himself. Let's face it. And he's gonna get it. I mean, but if the calls are naive to think that, I'm laughing because they're naive to think it. I mean, your last caller. I'm not just singling him out, but I'm just talking. No matter what you say, he's not gonna believe what you say. I mean, you blew in your face trying to convince someone like him. Yeah. Look, you blew in the face. You could talk to 19 years from now. He never believe what you're saying.
Well, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time trying to change his mind.
I don't believe everything you say. Look, I'm a rational guy. I don't go along with everything you say. But most of the conversation was pretty decent, man. That's, you could be rational to understand. But most people like him, he's not the only one thinking like that.
Yeah. No, you're right about that, Elmore. Look, I'm glad you called, and I appreciate that you listen often. And it's okay that we don't agree on everything all the time. You know, a lot of shows are very myopically focused. They focus on one direction. You know how the host always feels on every topic because they're consistently right or they're consistently left. In most cases in the media, they're consistently right. But I'm not that way. I'm a radical moderate, and I'm a registered independent, and I feel differently about different issues. And so, you know, I have different views, and not everybody can be sure what my opinion of something is going to be. So I love that about this this show. But I don't know, some of the questions we get, I think I need to just step back and be a little more sympathetic of those people who are just really challenged when it comes to understanding some things. Let's go to Metairie. Will, you're now on WWL.
Yeah, Scoot, I don't know what to say, but Charles is a perfect example of the stooges and sucker. You know, all these things Trump was going to do for them, so far I've done just the opposite. Let's see, he purposely puts out this back and forth on the tariffs, so the stock market will dive, and then all his cronies, including Marjorie Taylor, nut job, has all bought up stocks, and then this is a known thing. Then he changes his mind. The stocks go up, they make a killing. He's letting go all of these hardworking people. Some just bought houses and families because they're going to use that money. Guess what? For him and all his cronies, for a big old tax cut for them. You know, just like you said, Scoot, he's backdooring. Really, you know what the Defense Department budget is? $200 million is like peanuts to them. It ain't about money. He wants to get the jet. This guy has violated the Constitution. And you know who I blame? I blame people like Charles that's going to. And guess what? When Charles is going to not find eggs at the store, and when all the lumber that comes to Canada, you know, when are these people going to wake up? And you know who I blame more than anything? You don't hear a word, a peep, out of all these syncopate crony Republicans that know all this is going on. Don't say a word, include Stevie Boy Scalise, the guy knows this is his last thing. He's stealing Trump everything. Ask these MAGAs, what has he done for them so far? Nothing, and he's not going to do nothing for it. And you know what? It's amazing. Like you said, Scoot, how do you know this jet doesn't have listening devices?
Yeah.
This country gave money to terrorists.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. And then, just like you said, Scoot, the childish reaction, fake news, his own press secretary verified the jet, and yet these people like Charles, It's scary, Scoot. But anyway, that's all I have to say.
All right, Will, you said plenty. I do appreciate the call. You know, I've got to give credit to Laura Loomer. Now, I think she's secretly in love with Donald Trump. And I think he kind of has the hots for her. She's a MAGA activist. She is she's a sycophant. She admits, I love the president. I love him. I mean, she's not admitting that she loves him in that way, but I think she does. She says, I love him, but this is going to be a stain. If he accepts the jet, it's going to be a stain on his presidency. And she said, I'm disappointed in him. She said, this is a gift from jihadists in suits. But if you are the president of the United States and you know what type of person he is in terms of opulence, how can you turn this jet down? It's a $400 million 787. It's from Boeing, 787. Dreamliner. And you know if the royal family did it, you know it's decked out in opulent gold and you know it's like tacky as hell. But how can he turn it down? He's going to find a way to accept it and keep it. And every time he flies in it, you know, I mean, but how do you turn that down? I'd like to think I would. I've turned down a lot of things that are big deals, that would be big deals in my life. I've turned down things because it was inappropriate. It was unethical. And maybe I could have gotten away with it, but I've turned down things. Now, not on that scale, obviously, but I mean, relative to my world, I've turned down things that I knew were unethical. That's why I guess I'll never be a politician. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to your calls, and I promise you we're going to get to Ian and some of your text messages. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1973, one hell of an album was the number one album in America. Houses of the Holy, Led Zeppelin. And man, I remember doing morning radio and I was kicking it with songs like this. I'm Scoot and we'll be right back. This is WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 2017, to commemorate the 30th anniversary of their incredible 1987 album, The Joshua Tree, U2 embarked on the Joshua Tree Tour 2017, opening up in Vancouver, Canada. And that tour went to New Orleans. It was in the Superdome. It's one of the best concerts I've ever seen. And this was one of the encores they did. I think they did like seven songs in the encore. And I've never seen a band look so reluctant to leave the stage. If you were at that concert, you know what I'm talking about. It was like Bono did not want to leave the stage. I mean, he was kind of calling for ad-lib songs for them to do at the end because he loves New Orleans, loves it here, and they just didn't want to leave the stage. And it was such an endearing moment that I loved it, and this was one of the encores they did. I'm Scoot on the Air. We're talking about this jet, and a lot of conservatives that might support the president are not supporting the president when it comes to accepting this luxurious private jet from the government of Qatar. It's described as a flying palace. It's a Boeing 787 Dreamliner. It was owned by the royal family in Qatar. It has gold accents, luxury bathrooms, high-end features, and it's valued at $400 million. It would have to be upgraded with safety measures for the president to actually fly in it. The Justice Department has already determined that this is a gift offer that does not constitute bribery under federal law. But it violates the spirit of the law. And there are conservatives against this. We've mentioned Mark Levin on Fox News, a conservative talk show host. Mark Levin is against it. Laura Loomer, who is about as devout as you can get when it comes to being a supporter of the current president, she's against it. She's disappointed in the president for accepting it. And she says it's a stain on his administration. Conservative talk show host Rick Erickson says the Qatari government is not our friend, cooperates with Iran and its proxies, and funds terrorism and pro-terror propaganda around the world. Now, when you give a gift, I know you're supposed to give and not expect something in return. But when you give a big gift, especially when it comes to politicians, you expect something in return. When you're a donor, you expect something in return for your donation. And I don't see how the current president is not going to be beholden to Qatar if he accepts this gift. And what about secret listening devices? Are we sure that we have the equipment to successfully sweep that plane? They could put something in the private areas where the president on board Air Force One, and Air Force One is a designation for any plane the president flies in, any president. It's not the aircraft itself. It doesn't have the name Air Force One. It's whatever plane the president is flying in. So they could put something in the private office areas where the president is meeting. And they would have that information, and they could give that information to Iran. Iran could give it to Russia. I mean, I think it's dangerous. I think there are a lot of flaws here. But if you are the president and you look at things that he likes, first of all, it would be really difficult to turn down a flying palace. But I mean, my God, how great is the 747 that the president currently flies in? I mean, to me, that's like this plush flying palace already. Even the plane, the 757 with his name on it, that's a pretty posh, bougie flying machine. So I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be able to turn it down, but it sounds like they have found a loophole for it to go to the Department of Defense, and then it's going to be turned over to his library, which is, again, the fact that he would have a library is kind of a joke because he doesn't read. And then he would be able to use it. If you have a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I promise we're getting to some of your texts coming up. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yes, Scoot, listen, you are right. And I know that some people listening to me say that right now are going to get all over me later about it.
That's okay,
but
Janice.
I don't care.
I got your back.
I don't care. Because you are right. No, I looked it up on the internet. And it speaks of the Constitution and says that no president or political person can, you know, accept a gift like this without permission from the Senate. They would have to be like a vote on it or something like that.
Yeah.
And you're right about that. Who's to say that there couldn't be something on there, some listening device or something? We don't know that. He doesn't even know that, I guess. I mean, how would you know? So I just don't think that accepting gifts like this from other countries is such a good idea. I really don't.
What?
And I want to mention something to you while I'm at it here. I had read that King Charles is supposed to go to Canada to speak with regard to Canada and the people not wanting it to become a 51st state.
Hmm.
I read that the other day.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
That's going to be
But Janice, you know, if they sweep the plane and they do find some kind of secret listening device, the fact that it's there shows the intent of the government of Qatar to try to spy on the United States by giving him a plane. And look, I mean, I can say this because of the richness of the Middle East. $400 million is not going to put a dent in their money.
I wouldn't trust them.
Yeah, I wouldn't
trust them.
All right, Janice,
I truly wouldn't.
I'm
so you have a good day.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Ian, you want to fire off a couple of texts?
I'll fire off a couple of texts. Here's one from James and Harvey that says, another week in office, another part of the Constitution violated. It is not whether those on the right or left agree with whether the president should take this gift. It's against the emoluments clause in the Constitution. It's simple.
Yep, I know. And even if they backdoor it in, they have trashed the spirit of the Constitution in the name of greed. They've trashed the spirit of the Constitution. And then now they're talking about throwing people in jail, finding ways to throw people in jail without charges or without a trial. I mean, this is not the United States of America. And I take back what I said in 2015. I said, look, for those of you who were worried about this man becoming president, no one person can ruin this country. I said that. I was wrong. I think one man can ruin this country. I think we'll get it back. But I think there are going to be some things in place that are going to take a while to get back.
I mean, a lot of the protections that we have in place now, the sort of anti-corruption policies, were put into action on a bipartisan basis after Nixon left the White House. So, you know, it is possible to repair some of the damage that an out-of-control executive can do, but it's not easy, and it may not last forever.
You know, and instead of the Supreme Court ruling that sitting presidents can basically, they're basically immune from prosecution with almost everything that they do, instead of going, all right, I can do whatever I want, instead of that attitude, why not the attitude of, look, I realize that this is what the court says I can do, but I'm not going to do anything wrong. I'm not going to do anything to hurt this country. But we don't hear that. We're just hearing about what he can get away with, as opposed to hearing about what's the right thing to do.
Here's a text from Rick on the beach. He says, Trump's presidential library will be a dusty gold Kindle on a throne at the 18th hole clubhouse at Mar-a-Trumbo.
That's funny.
He can park the Qatari 747-8 on the green. This isn't a power move and will be interpreted as weakness in places where we need to project strength. This is not what he was elected for.
Yeah, and you know, if Air Force One can land at the West Palm Beach Airport, then I'm assuming that this 787 can also land at the airport. But the 787 is not going to be able to land at every airport.
There is also some disagreement in here about exactly what make and model of airplane this is, so maybe we want to just double check on that. I don't know if it's a 747-8 or a 747 Dreamliner. I don't understand what
you're right,
is, but I don't know anything about planes.
There's one picture that makes it look like a 747, and there's another picture that makes it look like the Dreamliner.
Mm-hmm.
So they're two different. They are two different planes. So I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a 747, but most of the reports that I'm reading is it's a 787 Dreamliner, and that's a legitimate plane from Boeing, and it's a, you know, it's used for a lot of overseas flights.
And I'll leave you with this one. Here's a text that says, the administration is only talking about suspending habeas corpus against illegal aliens, not U.S. citizens. And the slippery slope argument is usually ridiculous. If anybody says, well, if he can do it to illegal aliens, it's just a matter of time before he starts doing it to U.S. citizens.
Well, since some U.S. citizens have already been, you know, deported, I'm concerned. I mean, I think that's a good point, but I'm concerned about how this particular administration would use that freedom or would use that attitude of, well, we're just going to look for ways to throw people in jail if we can do it for this person. See, because what they're going to do is they're going to determine that an illegal immigrant is a threat. Well, who's to say that they're not going to say, well, because of what this other person is saying, they're a threat, we're going to throw them in jail. And that is the epitome of dictator mentality.
And what the situation that you just described has already happened.
I know.
This woman, and maybe not everybody's following with this closely, but there's a doctoral student at Tufts University in Massachusetts. Her name is Romesa Ozturk. She's here on a student visa, here 100% legally, not, oh, I came over the border as a child, or, oh, I accidentally found myself here. No, she's here on a student visa. She has every right to be here legally. She co-authored an op-ed column in the university newspaper speaking out against Israel's campaign in the Gaza Strip. For that, she was put into detention in an ICE facility for 6 weeks. Here in Louisiana, she just got out a couple of days ago. That woman was put into prison without any formal charges, without any trial, for a month and a half because of political speech, because the administration didn't like what she had to say in the student newspaper about the war in Gaza. For that offense, they threw her in jail with no formal charges and no trial. She just got out 6 weeks ago. And if you think that's not a big deal, think about what it's like if somebody in a mask and all their guns and badges and everything, and they come to your door and they knock on you and they take you away, they disappear you. It's days or even weeks before your family, before your attorneys know what happened to you. The government will not tell you where your loved one has gone. You eventually find out that they were put in a detention facility 10 states away with no charges, no trial, no right to due process, no, you know, right to address your grievances in a court of law. And then after, thank God that this family had the material resources to push hard enough back, to push back hard enough against this, that they actually got this woman back. That just happened. So this texter's assertion that, oh, it's a slippery slope argument, it couldn't possibly happen to anybody except illegal aliens, is wrong. It's already 100% incorrect to say that.
So what about a talk show host? What about a talk show that is very honest about the president of the United States?
Members of the media, members of the judiciary, members of the opposition party. You know, it could be, one of the judges in D.C. It could be Adam Kinzinger. It could be Scoot on the Air. It could be Rachel Maddow. Who the hell knows? It's anybody that they do not like. They will find a way to silence them by throwing them in prison. And you don't even have to think about American history for the proof. This is what every fascist regime in the history of human civilization has done to embolden themselves and to keep themselves in power. They silence the opposition by throwing them in prison without any right to due process. There is 10 million examples of that happening.
It's the epitome of fascism.
It's fascism.
And a dictatorship. All right. Hey, listen.
On that cheerful note.
The current president is the greatest president of the United States. A whole new direction for our show. I mean, I want to be able to see my grandkids. I want to be able to speak freely in this country because I grew up with this idea that I can speak freely and not be threatened by the government. If you want to join us, the Oak and Hart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1981, Deborah Harry left Blondie and announced she was embarking on a solo career. It didn't work. This is a song from her album Cuckoo, which was the solo album that she did when she broke away from Blondie. The song is called The Jam Was Moving, and boy, this doesn't sound anything like Blondie or Deborah Harry. All right, coming out of the next break, I'm going to share with you a song from somebody else who left a popular band for a solo career, and that didn't work either. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. This is a song from Patrick Stump. He was with Fall Out Boy, band that had a lot of cool songs out, kind of an alternative band. Fall Out Boy was very popular. But Patrick Stump left Fall Out Boy, went on his own pursuing a solo career, and this was the song Soul Punk that represented his solo career in 2011. Guess what? Never made it. Never made it. A lot of bands have like, you know, prime people, lead singers that leave. And it was on this day in 1981 that Deborah Harry left Blondie to pursue a solo career. She continued to work with Blondie, but her solo career never took off. There's somebody else. I'm going to play a song from him going into this break from his solo album. He's done many since then, but his first solo album was really, really good. I mean, it's one of my favorite albums. And he had a couple of hits off that album, but he never made it as a solo artist. All right, I'm going to play that for you going into the next break. Let's see. Oh, I wanted to mention that Saturday Night Live Weekend Update, they had this story. Grand Theft Auto, the release of Grand Theft Auto has been delayed until 2026. And this is good. And they pointed out that, you know, since the delay is until 2026 next year, that with Grand Theft Auto, the new version not coming out, maybe kids will turn off their PlayStations, go outside, and slap a real prostitute. Let's go to Bob in Tarrytown. Bob, you're on WWL.
Yeah, man, I was listening to you earlier when you was talking about fake news, and I agree with you. Fake news has been around a long time. Yeah. I mean, you can look at how the Spanish-American War was started by Hearst with his newspapers, with his fake news. But what Donald Trump did was put a new twist on it, and his twist was this. A perfect example is this weekend where he announced that he had a trade agreement with England. Now, if you look at that trade agreement with England, it's the same thing we had before he started it. And it's the same way. I'm looking for him to say, well, we have a trade agreement with Australia where I don't have tariffs on them and they don't have tariffs on us. That's the way it was before. So his twist on the fake news is what they say, they'll report what he said, but it's really fake in the sense that it was like that all the time. But fake news has been around a long, long time,
You can go as far, you can go way back. Hell, Da Vinci's Portrait of the Last Supper is fake news, you know, but people believe it. But I'm just saying, Donald Trump, he just put a new twist on the fake news, and he keep putting it in your face until you believe it.
Well, I think the problem, Bob, is that the supporters of the sitting president right now have mistaken, and this is what the current president has said, news that he disagrees with, he calls fake news. He disagrees with the news because it's criticism of him. But the news is actually factual. It's factual news that is negative toward him, so he calls it fake news, and a lot of his followers have bought into that yes, it's, okay, well, that's fake news. No, fake news is not the news that's critical of the president, if it is factual. Fake news is not the news that you disagree with. And by the way, the stock market is really up today, and that's, you know, good news. Stock market is up, but the stock market is up because the president has backed down on his tough tariffs. I mean, it didn't work. All these countries that were supposed to come to the table didn't come to the table. And so he's backed down on the tough tariffs, and so the stock market's going up, which is good news. Daryl Hall left John Oates for a solo career in 1986. He put out an album in 86 called Dreamline. It had a lot of songs on it, a couple of hits, including this one, Foolish Pride. Even though he had some hits from it, his solo career did not take off. And I know that disappointed Daryl Hall. And I think having to go back to be with John Oates because his solo career didn't take off, I think that frustrated him. And maybe that's one thing that led in part to the riff right now between Hall and Oates. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. All right, coming up, a few comments from the SOTA Facebook page and Instagram account about the current president being responsible for the public's distrust in the news media. And also, are bicycle lanes un-American? Are bicycle lanes communist garbage? That's next. All right, Monday afternoon. The weather is really nice. I mean, partly cloudy. It just feels so nice. I mean, get out and enjoy it because the heat is coming this week. You've heard in the forecast, Thursday through Sunday, it's going to be in the low 90s. And there's going to be humidity. And, yeah, it's bad. But that time of year is here. And you know what? As bad as it is, as long as it seems to last, you know, just it lasts a couple of months. And after a couple of months, we'll be back into nicer weather, I hope. All right, I was thrilled, I'm sure you were too, when you heard over the weekend that Derek Carr was announcing his retirement. Derek Carr retiring, he will not be the starting quarterback for the Saints. That thrills me. I think he's a good backup quarterback, but he's not a starting quarterback. He's not a starting quarterback who's going to get the Saints to the playoffs. And I like that the new rookie quarterback, Tyler Shuck, has a chance to go out there and be the starting quarterback, and I hope he is. And I think Spencer Rattler might turn out to be a good backup. Who knows? Maybe Spencer Rattler, maybe he turns out to be the starting quarterback. I mean, I want to see a good fight between those two for that position. Because when you're fighting against somebody, it makes you better. And let's see the best of both of these players and see who it is. Because I think it's going to be between one of these two. We'll be the starting quarterback and one will be the backup. And I like the idea of a rookie just being the one who's in charge of making it happen. And as I have said this afternoon, I've said before, we've seen rookie quarterbacks in the last few years make it happen for teams. Now, Tyler Shuck, I'm sure you've heard this story. We have the story on our website, WWL.com. He has been indoctrinated into New Orleans. He was driving and he hit a pothole and it popped a tire. So we had to get new tires on his truck, which he said was sick, but he said, I'm good now. Now, maybe he had to get more than one tire, because if you blow out a tire and you've had your tires on for a while, well, you have to get at least two tires to kind of balance it out, right? I mean, you can't just put one brand new tire on a car. I mean, I don't know much about cars, but I think I know that because sometimes I've had to do that. But I blew out a tire, you know, not long, well, like 2 weeks ago. And my car is still relatively new, so I didn't have to buy two tires, could just buy one. But yeah, I mean, this has happened to me. It's happened to so many of us. So get used to it. Tyler Shuck, you may hit another pothole. I mean, if you hit a pothole just right, boom, your tire's ruined. And it really is sad because, you know, it doesn't exist in other cities. And a lot of it has to do with what is under the asphalt, what is under the cement. And it's just, you know, it's sometimes I think it's impossible to prevent potholes. But I mentioned last week that in the Lakeview area, the city really has done a good job trying to fill with the blacktop asphalt stuff, trying to fill some pothole divots. Yeah, there's a bunch of divots in the Lakeview area and at West End in that area, and they've done a good job trying to fill those up. So I applaud the city for that. I hope it keeps going because they still have a few out there. We have been talking about this new jet described as a flying palace that is being offered as a gift to the current president of the United States from the government, the family of Qatar. This is not necessarily the best government for us to owe something to. When you give a gift like a $400 million jet, you expect something in return. And it's not good when the president of the United States is beholden to a country that has good relationships with Iran. Iran has good relationships with Russia. So something goes from Qatar to Iran to Russia. Real simple to follow that pattern. But this jet that is filled with gold, apparently, this is going to be hard for the president to turn down because, I mean, it would be hard for anybody to turn down this jet. But it's essentially against the Constitution. It's against the Constitution, but they don't care about the Constitution. He's greedy. He cares about the gift. And it's hard to say no sometimes. In my business, I have to say no sometimes. I have to say no to things that are offered to me that it would be unethical for me to accept. I might get away with it, but I don't do it. And so sometimes it's not easy to do the right thing. Sometimes it's damn hard to do the right thing. And I hope that there's sometimes in your life when you realize, yeah, it's hard to do the right thing. And look, there are a lot of diehard, devout supporters of the current president who are against him accepting the jet. But they're talking about fitting the jet with all of the safety equipment needed for the president to fly in it. I'm sure by the end of today or sometime within a very short period of time, I'm sure somebody's going to have a report on how much it would cost to fit this new jet for the president to fly in. And then it's going to be backdoored in. But again, it breaks the spirit of the Constitution, and that's what bothers me. A mentality that is content with breaking the spirit of the Constitution and backdooring it in through the Department of Defense and then gifting it to the president's library, which, again, that's kind of a joke, giving it to the president's library so the president could then use it. So has this current president, has he been responsible for the public's distrust in the media? That's posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page right now. It's posted also on my Instagram account. But here are a few comments. Here's a comment from Marcy. Scoot, you, all in caps, are a prime example of why people do not trust the so-called news media. The mainstream media, including the likes of you, have and continue to lie, twist, and distort any morsel of news regarding the president since the day he and Melania descended down the escalator in Trump Tower. Well, Marcy, this is a lie. This is a lie because that's not true. Because in 2015, I wrote a blog about how I thought this businessman from New York had a good chance of winning the presidency. I guess you don't remember, Marcy, but the current president in 2015, when he announced he was running for president, was the darling of the media. He was the darling of CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. There were other candidates, I guess you don't remember this, who were complaining that the media, the mainstream media, was giving this president, this presidential candidate, they were giving him too much publicity that was free, and they had to pay for all of their publicity. There was a lot of criticism of the fact that the media, the mainstream media, treated him like a media darling. Now, I know that it's not convenient for you to remember that, Marcy, but it's a fact. As far as me lying, what lie have I told? What lie have I told? When I've done this before, nobody seems to come up with the lie that I've told. And it's disingenuous for you to suggest that something that I say that you disagree with is a lie. It's not a lie. It's just something that I say that you disagree with. Take for today, for example. I have not twisted anything about this plane. I have not twisted any of the information about this plane into some kind of negative news about the president. I have simply stated what is there, what is being said in other reports. I'm relating what's being said in other reports. I have not exaggerated this story at all. And it is a fact that it's against the Constitution. Yeah, apparently, they're going to try to backdoor it in through the Department of Defense. But, Marcy, I'm not distorting this. I don't twist things in some kind of distorted way to make it negative about the current president. I simply state the information. I have opinions about that information. I don't think the president should accept the jet. But then neither does Laura Loomer. And I never thought she would agree with me. Neither does Mark Levin. Neither does conservative talk show host Eric Erickson. Neither do a lot of other Republicans. So, Marcy, a lot of other Republicans agree with me that he shouldn't accept the jet. So what's a lie about that? And again, when I've put this out there before, nobody can seem to come up with the lie that I've actually told. Here is a comment from Craig on SOTA Facebook. When every damn news outlet has the same catchphrases every day, how can you trust them? They all use the same buzzwords, almost like they have an agenda. Well, they don't have an agenda. There are certain buzzwords that catch on. And if it's a good buzzword and somebody makes up a good buzz phrase or something, yes, it is used by others. Michael comments to Craig, oh, it's Soros' agenda. Scoot and company are on that payroll. That's a lie. It is an absolute lie. George Soros has an investment company, and he's invested in our company. But nobody has noticed any programming changes. Noel hasn't changed his program whatsoever. Tommy hasn't changed his program. I haven't changed my program. So there is not even any superficial evidence that there's been any change in programming, and all these people want to say that somehow George Soros is programming the station. He's not. I've never talked to him. He's not programming the station. And there's no evidence that anybody has changed anything. So that is a lie. Anyway, you can still comment on SOTA Facebook. The post is there. Also, I wrote a blog about this as well, and it includes part of our show from last week where Ian and I really try to explain this, and I have talked about how I continue to pay attention to communication theory and the relationship between mass media and society. And I understand these things, and I'm happy to share what I understand about these things with you. So that's in the blog. It's also posted SOTA Facebook, SOTA Instagram, also on the WWL.com website. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Steve in LaRose. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, good deal. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Hey, my comment on the jet situation, I am just totally against it because I know that the government, our government, or Boeing, or whoever is going to go in there and make sure, you know, hopefully that it is not bugged, they would need to go to every fin on every turbine, and even within the skin of the fuselage, because I believe in my mind that it will be bugged, and to take this and then reroute it through our Defense Department, I don't think so. just leave it alone and let Boeing just do what they need to do. If Trump wants, you know, if he wants another plane or jet or whatever, another Air Force One, let Boeing go ahead and build it to specification and be done with it. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. I was stationed in the military over there, and I wouldn't trust those people as far as you could throw them.
And I couldn't throw anybody very far.
Well, that's why I said what I did.
That's what I said earlier. I mean, why would the government of Qatar not want to bug the plane, maybe in a way that we couldn't even find the bug, and find out information about the president, private conversations that the president is having? That information could go to Iran and immediately go to Russia. Why would we want to accept a gift like this from a country that doesn't have our best interest in mind? They have their own interest to serve.
Absolutely. I'm in total agreement with you. And, you know, as soon as I heard about that, I went, oh, no. They're not giving anything away like that. And you're right. They have all the money and more money than anybody put together could ever have. You know, yep. The Sheikh's son over there, when he was asked, what do you want? You know, he goes, I want only $1 a barrel of oil for every barrel that we produce. And look, $1 a barrel? Oh, my God. Come on.
Yeah, they are rich. They are rich beyond belief. And, you know, there was a time when the celebrities, the big stars like Jimmy Stewart and Lucille Ball, Johnny Carson, there was a time when they were the rich people in Beverly Hills and Bel Air. And then the people from the Middle East, the oil people, started to move in, and they were poor compared to the people from the Middle East. So this jet is nothing to them, and it may mean that they're getting something in return. What is that? I don't know. But accepting this gift defies the spirit of the Constitution of the United States. All right, so there is talk about bike lanes being un-American and constant communist garbage. Are bike lanes un-American? All right, we're going to talk a little bit about this coming up, but if you still have comments about the plane, we can talk about that. I'm Scoot on WWL. All right, there was a guest on Newsmax. Newsmax is the right-wing radical cable news channel. If you want entertainment, if you want a comic relief, go ahead and watch it, but don't watch it for legitimate information, because it's not. They had a guest on who was or is running for Congress. He's from Chicago. He is the editor-in-chief of The Washington Reporter. And it sounds like it's just a right-wing rag to me. His name is Matthew Foldy. And Matthew Foldy took time to just totally bash Pete Buttigieg, who was the transportation secretary for the Biden administration, and said he was really not on the job and was missing in action most of the time. Anyway, this guest on Newsmax, Matthew Foldy, says that bike lanes are un-American and they are communist garbage. He says he's an American. And he owns a car, and that's what it means to be an American, to own a car. And all of this expense of the bike lanes is un-American. This is insanity. But this guy is a chump. He's not anybody to be reckoned with, but it's just a reminder of how some people on the far right think. And again, I remind you, do not judge all Republicans. Do not judge all conservatives based on this guy, who was a right-wing radical. And that's a different group of people. And they're much smaller in numbers than Republicans and conservatives. It's a small faction within the Republican Party. They make a lot of noise, though. But this idea that, I mean, bikes are really popular in Europe, and they need to be more popular here. We need to have more attention paid to bikes and making it easier for cyclists to get around. Ian is a big cyclist. Ian rides his bike to work when he can. So many days Ian's riding his bike to work. This idea that bike lanes are communist garbage and un-American seems to be centered on this idea that you got to have a car, man. The car is American, and this business with bikes is just a bunch of BS.
I sometimes wonder if I'm doing the right thing. I wonder if I'm using the money that I'm saving by not owning a car wisely. It stacks up, you know, between insurance and gas and parking and maintenance and everything. I mean, you know, I live downtown. I have to pay for parking. Most people don't. You know, they have a driveway, a garage. They park on the sidewalk. But, you know, I sometimes wonder, like, if I actually added it up, you know, I must be saving hundreds, thousands of dollars a year.
Absolutely.
What am I doing? I'm spending it all on Miller's Lite and cheeseburgers.
But see, you're un-American because you're riding a bike.
But I'm spending the money on beer and cheeseburgers.
Well, you're contributing to the economy, yes.
See, we're all here to do what we're all here to do. What is it? To each according to his ability.
This is just a reminder of the insanity of some people. And there's insanity on the left, too. But I haven't heard anything like this. If I do hear something like this from the left, we're going to talk about it, of course. But this guest on Newsmax, it just, once again, it causes me to question the credibility of Newsmax. The idea that somebody would say bike lanes are un-American or communist garbage is really just the workings of a right-wing radical brain. And really, the guy's a nobody, so I'm giving this a little attention, but I'm also denouncing this idea of extremism. And sometimes, you know, it's okay to be extreme. Everybody has a right to be extreme if they want to be extreme. But this is total extremism that is really just, it's unfortunate that people say things like this. And there are other right-wingers who support the whole idea. Now, I don't know whether you've heard or not, but the former president, Joe Biden, he's returned to the media circuit. He's on a media tour. And now he's going around saying that it's his fault that the current president won. But there are people who are saying, hey, Joe, it's time to go. Go, Joe. I mean, the Democratic Party does not need Joe Biden out there talking about anything. Because when he talks, it just resurrects the whole conversation about how unfit he was for office. And people didn't know that. The administration hid that from the media, hid that from everybody. But he does not need to be out there. And he just, you know, I'm sorry, but look, he's got money. He's got nice houses. He's rich. I mean, he should just go away because he's not helping the Democrats. And the Democrats need a hell of a lot of help because they don't know what the hell they're doing right now. From Homa, Rob, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Sue. Yeah, I mean, anything on Newsmax, you can pretty much disregard. But what I was really calling about was just a reminder that Pam Bondi used to work for the country of Qatar as a lobbyist.
Yes, we mentioned that earlier. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah. And also, right up, I believe it was at the end of April, one of Trump's family members signed a new deal for a new golf resort in Qatar. And his ties out there, you know, just in that entire region that's very volatile,
yeah,
is scary. Right after Trump left office the first time, the Saudis gave Kushner $2 billion for his brand new investment company. It scares me. You know, the brazen corruption and these extreme ties to the Middle East.
Yeah, you're right about that, Rob. And you know, all of this makes what Hunter Biden did look like Trump change, I guess. No, I mean, this is, you know, this is scary to me. And it's the willingness to accept the jet and the excuses given to accept the jet. And I think there are a lot of Trump supporters who listen to this show who are not calling in because they agree. They don't want to criticize the sitting president on the air, so they're just being quiet. We're going to get to some of your text messages coming up in a few minutes. Let's go to John in Covington. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Hey, you know, I find that you have a tendency to throw red meat to your audience.
Oh, I would never do that.
And oh no, you wouldn't do that. But
no.
The topic is about an airplane today. Seems like that's a very controversial issue.
Yeah.
But I don't hear you talking about his executive order on Big Pharma, which I think actually affects millions of Americans. Now, will it be go through court and one of the Democratic judges create a problem for it? But maybe you need to look at that. Now, we don't want to talk about China and his tariff success. It just seems like you always grab on to some benign issue, a plane. Okay, you know what? He may accept it. He may not. But
you think he should accept it?
I still don't know if. I don't have a clue.
It's against the Constitution.
I'm not learned enough.
Do you respect the Constitution?
Where is it against the Constitution?
All right, hang on just a second, okay? Can you give me just a minute? I mean, I didn't know you were going to ask that question, so you just have to give me just a minute.
Sure.
Yeah, Article 1, Section 9. Hello?
Okay.
You can look it up.
I hear you.
It's there.
And what's it say?
All right, hold on. I mean, I don't have to prove this to you. Why don't you look it up yourself? Article 1, Section 9. I mean, John, wait a second. I've never lied on this show. And if I tell you it's in the Constitution.
I've never said you did,
okay,
sir.
But what I'm saying is that if I tell you it's in the Constitution, why don't you believe me?
Well, I think there's interpretations.
All right, here's what it says. Here's what it says. Okay. Article 1, Section 9 prohibits anyone in the U.S. government, including the president, from receiving a personal gift from a foreign head of state without the consent of Congress.
Okay, then I'm sure it'll probably go to Congress, don't you
think? No, he's already apparently going to accept it, and they're going to funnel it through the Department of Defense.
Hold on. I don't know that he's done that yet.
Well, he's flying
I think that he'll put it.
Well, there are reports.
I think he'll put it through. And
there are reports. No, he doesn't care about
what
Congress.
Reports?
He
what reports?
He doesn't care about Congress.
What reports?
Well, I've got a couple of them in front of me here. I've got a couple of credible reports in front of me. So why don't we see what happens, and you'll call me back,
sir?
You'll call me back?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And listen, I enjoy your show. Don't make no mistake about it, but I love to challenge you.
Well, I mean, that's fine. It's fine. And, you know, I take topics that I believe are going to get the attention of the audience, and I go with those topics. It's my job to get the attention of the audience. The Big Pharma issue, we did talk about that earlier, and I said I hope the president succeeds in lowering the cost of pharmaceuticals. For all of us, we're all going to benefit. I talked about that earlier in the show, and I know you can't hear the whole show, but I did talk about that. But you assume that I don't talk about it just because you don't hear it for the whole show. This airplane issue is an issue right here and right now. The issue with the pharmaceutical prices, the cost of prescription drugs, that's going to go on for a couple of days. So we still have time to talk about that.
Just a couple of quick comments here. About the executive order lowering pharmaceutical costs. Great. And I mean it. I'm not being glib about that. I'm enthusiastic about that. If President Trump can just issue an executive order and make drug prices come down 80%, that's fantastic.
Yes, of course.
I'm grateful to him for that. I don't know why somebody else didn't do that sooner. That's a win for everybody. But John is right. It will be challenged in court. It's not a done deal as soon as his pen comes off of the pad. It's going to be some number of weeks or months before we see what the effect of this actually is.
Right.
And you know what else I want to point out? Everyone keeps telling, why aren't you talking about this executive order? Why aren't you talking about that executive order? I thought executive orders were bad. I'm old enough to remember the Biden administration, the Obama administration, when executive orders were a sign of weakness because you couldn't lead. You couldn't get Congress to do what you wanted them to do. You couldn't strike a deal with the opposition party. So you had to make an executive order. And it seems like we've just forgotten that. And now every time Trump signs an executive order that says, you know, we're going to lower prescription drug prices, or we're going to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico, or we're going to, you know, build a 90-foot wall around the entire lower 48 states.
Yeah, and you know, listen,
who cares?
Yeah, we don't talk about everything on this show. The airplane issue is like it's a common denominator issue. It's something that people can relate to, and it's a big deal. It's a $400 million deal, and it's coming from a government that is not necessarily friendly with us. They're friendly. They're more friendly with Iran and Russia. And so that's why it's a big deal. There are a lot of reports that the president is going to accept this jet. If he doesn't, I will applaud him because I don't think he should. But right now, there are credible reports that he's going to accept it. And for this man to turn this jet down, that's going to be a challenge because he's going to be really tempted. He's going to be really tempted to accept this thing because it's described as a flying palace. I mean, I would want to accept it, but I don't think it's the right thing to do. So we'll see what he does. All right, on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, happy birthday today to Billy Squire, 75 years old today. You know, a lot of people thought he was gay, and he's straight. Because of the way he looks, because of the way he dresses, oh, he's gay. Especially because of that video that he did for Rock Me Tonight. I wonder what it's like to be a straight person and have people constantly think you're gay when there's no evidence that you're gay. I wonder what that's like. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. This is WWL. Hey, I just found out the Happy Together Tour is going to be at the IP Casino on June the 29th. And, of course, one of the Turtles will be there, and Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, and a lot of other cool people. A lot of you, I know, go to the Happy Together Tour every year. It's coming up on June the 29th. All right, I'm Scoot. We got to head right into a break. But let me just, for our last caller, let me mention a couple of people who are questioning the president accepting this jet. Brian Kilmeade, Fox News. Laura Loomer, a very dedicated supporter of the president. Conservative Mark Levin. Also conservative radio host Eric Erickson, and there are others. It appears as if he's going to accept it. I hope he surprises us and does the right thing and doesn't accept the jet. And, of course, we'll be here to talk about what happens because he's heading to the Middle East real soon. All right, I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL. Yeah. This is Gary Puckett. He's going to be at the Happy Together Tour again. Song's all about sex and cheating and infidelity. And wow, what kind of trash is this? Those baby boomers.
You
they
damn
were so
boomers.
Trashy. Damn boomers is right. All right, we'll be right back. All right, Sports Talk. Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller. Coming up next, they're going to open up the Saints Sound Bank. You'll hear from Kellen Moore, quarterback, rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck, and others. All right, tomorrow we're going to talk about this traveling museum of the history of failures, and there have been a few. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman. Thank Ian Hoke, market manager. Program director, Diane Newman. Market manager, Dan Barron. News with Chris Miller. Traffic with Core DP. And I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.